This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate threw the budget bill back at the U.S. House, minus the provisions to defund Obamacare. Comparing the media and the pro-abortion rhetoric about a government shutdown with the American distaste for the pro-abortion health care law, it is clear that what's at stake are congressional elections 13 months from now. The House delay would give Americans a chance to see the nearly universal downgrade in health care quality and vote accordingly. Meanwhile, Congress is both avoiding Obamacare and getting abortions paid for by the government illicitly. Those who keep vigil at abortion clinics call it a save when a mom chooses life for her child over abortion. Monday's update from the 40 Days for Life campaign shows 36 of those saves, meaning that those present at clinics from Ghana, Africa to Milwaukee offered enough hope to save the lives of 36 babies. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Imagine an abortionist turning his life away from performing abortions and then laying his surgical instruments at the feet of Pope Francis. In an obvious attempt to repair damage done to others from his life of sin, Dr. Antonio Oriente offered the Pope last week not only his surgical instruments, but perhaps a powerful pro-life image for Pope Francis to use in battling the world's obsession with abortion. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.